Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
making breakfast.
Yep.
You sure can.
You absolutely can. And again, another simple one that we have glossed over. Good time to do it in the morning.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, usually if we're having breakfast, it's here at work because of the show. Mm. But on the weekends, I love to listen to podcasts while I'm making some scrambled eggs or an omelette or something.
I often turn the golf on. I find that a relaxing morning thing.
Yeah.
If the golf is on.
Yeah.
Well, you can
watch replays of it. You don't have to watch it
live.
No,
you're so right. There's always something to watch in terms of golf.
There's always something to watch.
There's always something to watch. What about back?
Can I be honest? Can you guys agree with me here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%, Jim. I'll back you.
I'm going to wait to hear what you say
first. No, I'm in for a penny and for a pound.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, mate.
Without
a
doubt.
So I'll tell you who I hate, right? No. I feel like I'm a bit overwhelmed when it comes to trying to put something on the TV nowadays because we're spoiled. There's too much
100%.
Choice.
I do actually agree with you on that. And I do tend to watch things that I've already watched a million times because it's like, I just don't want to choose. I just want to put on something.
You panic and you watch something that you know that's going to work for you.
Yeah. So like even like on the weekend, I was trying to put a movie on and I was going back to all the movies I've seen because there was too many things I haven't seen. I'm like, well, what if I don't like it? What if it's this? And I just get, I miss turning the TV on back in the day. What, like 3 or 4 channels? That's it.
What about like back in the day, pre-us being around, the TV would just turn off. It would just stop after it was only on for the news. And then
it was a nighttime news and some,
After the news, it would just stop and go to static because there was no news.
Oh, you're talking about like 50 odd years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember that personally, but.
Well, you weren't around.
No, Nate did say before we all existed.
I thought you meant before we did the show.
Oh, pre the show. How long have we been? We've been on air for 70 years. Haven't we, Jimmy? Every day.
My biggest, all I want in life is to still be doing this when I'm like 70.
Hmm.
Just banging on a desk.
Roy and HJ just yelling at each other.
I can't really hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, it's lovely to see you on this Wednesday morning.
Absolutely, Producer Grace, still here, aren't you? How are things going?
Yep, feeling sore and old. Did I kill it?
Well, you'll be gone before.
Yeah. At least Nathan and I are still up and about.
What's happened?
I'm like a
cranky geriatric.
Well, I think you'll be a nice old lady.
You'll be a nice... Channel... Bev. Bev. What would she say?
Well, she would be like, Jimmy and Nate, I love you boys.
She'd be like, let me out of this cage. Because those of you who don't know, Grace's parents lock up her grandmother.
No, we don't lock up my grandmother.
Yeah, and then they use a dog.
Dog treat to feed her.
One of those machines.
Watch her with a camera.
In her house so that we can check on her if need be.
In her cage.
It's not a cage.
And it gives
a lovely
treat. If you hit a button, it goes... It's not even a joke.
It doesn't do that.
It does.
So what, so you don't even feed her?
No, she feeds herself.
She's got an Uber Eats account. She'll be fine.
Mm. She right? Babe?
She's fine. She's loving life.
Where'd your voice go?
She's fine.
Still.
Yeah, she's still kicking.
Still kicking.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
It must be nice.
What, still be kicking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I said it.
Very nice. Yeah.
Being alive is great.
Oh, God, we're living, aren't we?
Yeah.
Living
literally,
each
the
day.
Definition.
Yeah. We are living.
Living. We're alive.
Each and every day.
I get scared sometimes thinking about dying. You know what I mean? But that's it.
I don't think I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid of missing out on life.
Oh, FOMO.
Yeah, because there's so many things I want to do, and I'm like, well, I want to get to do them. I don't want to die before that.
No,
but
I don't
death
want
itself
to die,
doesn't
it doesn't
me.
Scare you.
No.
If it scares me. I don't really think about it.
I don't believe in anything after that.
I reckon it's just like a big long sleep
that you don't wake up from.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah. It's,
I don't believe in the afterlife, so I think that for me, when it's it, it's.
It's.
Anyway.
Well, that's gloomy, isn't it?
No, it's positive. We're alive. We're alive. No, from the 1st of July 2021, so not long, Tasmanian drivers will be able to choose to pay their rego bill quarterly. Or you can keep going with the existing 6-month or yearly payment option.
Yeah, this is good.
It's a lot of money when you got to pay rego. I always forget, but I do pay it. But someone in the team forgot for a little bit of what?
What did you just
say? I don't want to say who it is because,
Producer Grace, you need to pay your rego. You can't get fined and then have to pay rego because that's a massive bill.
Yeah. I actually did. I know you're joking because it wasn't me, but I have actually done that. So two people in the team have done that.
All right, so two people.
Damn
not
it,
Jimmy.
That makes it very hard to play.
I'm not going to name names, Hobart.
Can you go and tell newsreader Rachel that she needs...
Just, I'm not going to name names, but two people in the Jimmy Nath and Producer Grace team.
We're not about naming names or pointing people out, although I did just point Grace out. But aside from that, we're not going to point any names.
Because I will say me personally, Hobart, Jimmy here. Jimmy.
No, but you can
Jimmy,
say that you did not
I
do
did
it.
Not. I paid my rego. My car is insured. It's legal to be on the road.
We know Producer Grace has done it in the past where she hasn't paid. And then there's one other member of the team.
Which I didn't want to say anything. It was quite a lot. It wasn't just a little. It was a big.
It was a big one.
Big time.
Big fine. Big attached fine. To it. Lost some points, but that's all allegedly, obviously. And there's another member of the team.
Another member we don't want to name. So let's
not
just,
Jimmy, not Grace. Look, there's another
let's
member.
Let's just say hypothetically it was you. Obviously we're joking.
Wow. But, obviously. Hang on, let me give you that.
But are you because there's the one that's again role playing.
Yeah,
role playing.
Sure.
You're the actor of your generation.
All allegedly. Yeah. Yep.
You're the Brad Pitt of the Jimmy Nath team.
Totally.
So let's put yourself in a character. You're a guy called, I don't know, Nathan.
Yeah. Sure.
You forgot to pay your rego for like, I don't know, 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. Who wrote this fiction? You know?
The police pulled you over.
Yeah.
You got a fine, all that stuff. Are you excited by the news, Nathan, that you can now pay?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm just reading the script here because I don't know what happened in real life. Nathan was ecstatic that he
now pay
quarterly. And then he wouldn't have to pay. Well, it says here a $600 fine.
And you had to pay for the rego as well, didn't you?
And pay for the rego. Just reading the script. That you've written for me because this is a fiction. And then the rego on top of it, which makes it close to $900.
Wasn't there?
And then he lost points too.
Didn't you have to go, well, not you, but the person go get their car looked at. To get a roadworthy. So that was another cost.
Which was another, look, wow.
So it was like $1,200.
$1,200 something. All up. Wow. That is a nasty script. Jimmy, you old dog.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Cause of grace.
Post Malone just got a brand new smile reconstruction and it cost him $1.6 million.
And spit.
Oh.
Doing two at once. And spit.
Why are you...
Can you stop? Focus on your own spitting.
You're a terrible spitter.
Stop giving people feedback about their spitting. I'm working on both your teeth and you're sitting next to another patient abusing you for his spitting.
This is the real Grace. She comes...
I'm the dentist.
Let's really say what... Nate's playing a fake dentist sound effect. I'm doing a spitting sound effect with my mouth.
It's improv.
It's a gag. Yeah. It's comedy. Yeah. And Grace is coming after my fake spitting in this hypothetical
dentist. Well, because I just don't think you should be like...
Okay, but even in the...
That was a suck. You suck then.
But even in the hypothetical situation, all right, put yourself in the position that we were improvising, right? I was a dentist. You were both my patients. It's like you leant over as a patient to give the other patient feedback on his spit. Sit down. I'm working on your teeth.
This is the type of person you are. Just come after everyone.
I'm very sorry that I came after your spitting. It was fine. So, Mr. Malone...
It's Mr. Malone to you.
He has been to visit the father of diamond dentistry, Dr. Thomas Connolly, and he has had natural porcelain veneer work framed with two diamond fangs with a total weight of 12 carats. So he's got two little diamond fangs. Imagine like Dracula with...
Yeah, wow. How cool does that look?
Yeah.
Yeah, two big diamond fangs.
Good looking rooster.
He is a good looking rooster. God, he's done a lot to his upper half, hasn't he?
But look at him. He's got a lot of face tattoos now.
Yeah, he's got the always tired, isn't it? Yeah. Underneath his eyes.
It's good,
He's done
away above one of his
eyes. A lot of work to his face, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. So this is like, he's like, oh, teeth, whatever. That's fine.
Okay. And I suppose it's diamonds are supposed to be one of the strongest.
Yeah, you could really like chomp
materials,
on
aren't they?
What would you chomp on?
You could chomp on anything.
But if you could chomp on anything, what would you chomp on?
You'd chomp on like a metal pole or something, couldn't you?
I mean, you've still got the other teeth to look out for.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If you had a whole mouth of diamond teeth,
you'd be like Jaws from James Bond. How strong are porcelain veneers?
I don't know.
Isn't porcelain like a toilet?
Yeah.
So it's got a toilet mouth.
Well, other things are porcelain.
What do you
like
mean?
Teacups, plates, saucers.
Huh. No, nah, we go toilet mouth. Old toilet mouth Malone. I've been feeling like a toilet. Oh, no,
I've got his new song, guys.
I mean, that sounds like most of them anyway, but.
Oh! First she comes after Jimmy spitting. Oh! Now she hates Post Malone's music.
Wow. But Jim, one of Tassie's top tourism towns, still fun to say, yeah. Stanley. Stanley is uniting, get this, against a wind farm proposal some say will be a scar on its famous landscape and damage its appeal. I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's Eperon or Epuron. They're preparing a development application for a 12-tower wind farm to be built on farmland near the historic Highfield House, which is in Stanley, well-known in Stanley. And the residents not happy. Not happy after being crowned one of Tassie's top tourism towns that this wind farm's going to be in there. They say it's going to make it look ugly.
Guys, how are we going to get wind?
You're
we don't
so
have
right.
a farm to make it.
100%, mate.
That's what these big wind bills are for.
I'm glad you said it.
Big fans.
Potato farms, what do they make? Potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
Yeah.
What do cow farms make?
Well, they make cows, mate.
Well, yeah.
No, no, absolutely. They make cows. Yeah, steaks. Yeah, whatever. But wind farms, they make wind. That's what where wind comes from.
Okay, dairy farm, what do they make?
They make dairy.
Yeah. Cotton farm?
Cotton.
Yeah, wheat farm?
Wheat.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wind farm?
They make wind, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know it's cold now, and you're probably thinking we don't need it. But when summer comes around, it's hot for that couple of days.
100%. We need those big turbines. Okay, think of this. Think of the sailors.
Our producer Grace would come after my wind blowing now, do you?
No, that was fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But think of the sailors. Think of the sailors out there. You know what I mean? They need the wind. So obviously this wind farm will bottle up the wind and...
No, it's just big fans out there.
Yeah, and then the wind obviously travels. That's good, because I've got a wind sound effect, but I don't even need it after that.
Play the wind sound effect. Is that what it just did?
Now you do yours.
What's that noise?
You literally can't tell the difference. We're out on the Stanley Wind Farm.
Yeah.
Aren't we? Hanging out.
Yeah.
Something relaxing about looking at wind farms, don't you reckon? Just those
big
turbines sitting on
around.
A hill.
Look, I get it. You probably don't want it. And it's like they're massive.
I think they look cool.
No, they're massive, but I guess like it's also like renewable energy. Like it's good.
It is.
And they're gonna be somewhere.
It's helping.
Where do you put them, I guess, then, if people in Stanley don't want them? But I get it. You don't want them. They're giant fan things.
They're just massive fans.
Fans, yeah.
But I think they're cool to look. I think they're quite relaxed.
By the way, they don't make wind. If anyone's listening to the show this morning, maybe there's kids on the way to school. They generate electricity. The wind spins them.
Obviously, we're joking. It's around the other way and it creates electricity.
Yeah.
Which we do know.
Yeah.
It's a bit. We do bits.
We play the part of two idiots.
Yeah. We know how it works.
Yeah.
Solar, though, they create sun. Producer Grace joins us in the studio. The reason being, Producer Grace is yesterday in our show planning meeting. We're just sitting around, and you dropped a bombshell on us of something that you've done to your partner recently, which caught us by surprise.
Okay, for starters, I haven't done anything to my partner. I just casually mentioned
that's not true.
In conversation that she might be allowed to propose to me in the next year.
Now, take the may off it. And Jim, can you please tell us what Grace told us yesterday?
Okay, so what really happened, Hobart, was the three of us were sitting there having a conversation, and I can't repeat what that conversation was about, but then producer Grace went, oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I was having a conversation with Diana, Grace's partner, and I said to her, you've got 12 months to propose.
Okay, no.
Exactly, no, 100%, that's exactly
now,
what you said.
Now, whether or not that's what you said to Diana, that is 100%, no cap, what you said to Nathan and I yesterday in the office.
I just said, look, it's a conversation we've had for a while. Like,
here we
you know,
go.
When are we going to get married? What's going to happen with that? And I always said, oh, I'm not ready. Maybe in like a year or so.
Did you or did you not tell Diana, your partner, she has 12 months to propose?
I said she can propose in the next year.
So, yes.
Did you say to her that she has 12 months to propose?
It's not a limit. It's not an ultimatum. It's just a gentle suggestion that maybe within the 12 months she might like to propose.
Is that how you said it to her?
Yes.
Maybe. In the next 12 months,
no
if you feel
way.
Like it, I think you should propose.
There is no way that is how you said it to her. How did you say it to her?
I said...
Don't do that thing where you come on the radio and you're trying to be nice, everyone likes you. Nathan and I are honest. Every day, we say things where people...
It's not just one conversation. I'm like, when are you going to propose? What are you going to do? Are you going to give me a nice ring? Here's the ring I want.
Okay.
I just got really clucky for getting married all of a sudden.
And you provided an ultimatum that
it's
she has...
It's not an ultimatum.
That if within 12 months, if there's not a ring on this finger, I'm going to go out and find someone who will.
Yep. Is that what you said?
No.
That's what you meant.
That's not what I meant.
You did say a year to propose.
Yes, yes. I said I will probably get engaged in the next year.
You will?
Yes.
Whether it's Diana or not, but I am marrying somebody.
So what we're going to do, Hobart, 301060, propose to Grace.
Because if it doesn't happen, you're next in line.
We're going to put the pressure on Diana. No. We want to ask... Well, I want to ask two things. I want to ask, did you ask your partner to propose? So did you say, hey, can you propose to me?
Yeah.
But I'd also love to know, did you put a time frame on it?
Yeah.
Did you say, hey...
Or an ultimatum. I'd love to know if somebody has put an ultimatum. Yeah, I'd love to... I know Grace hasn't put an ultimatum on.
I have not.
Yeah, but I'd just like to know if anyone's out there and going, hey... Yeah. I love you. Let's get married, but you've got to get engaged. Yeah. It's got
to
happen.
Okay,
next
so two parts to this question. 13, 10, 60. Did you ask your partner to propose to you, and did you put an ultimatum on the proposal? Say if you don't propose to me,
do you want to get engaged to produce? Yeah.
three things we're asking. 13, 10, 60. It's almost like proposals discussed, really, isn't it? Producer Grace joining us in the studio.
Now look, I will say. So, producer Grace yesterday in the office, she was telling Nathan and I a story about how she told her partner, Diana, you have 12 months to ask me to marry you, to get engaged. Now, we threw that at the phones. Now, we do have a lot of messages on Instagram.
Sure, great.
From the gentleman of Hobart saying they have been offered or told ultimatums, but they can't call the show because they don't...
Oh, for the sanctity of their own marriage.
Marriage,
of course, that makes sense, of course.
So I can't name anyone, but it's quite common to be like, hey, we've got this long to do it. Mm. But we did also ask on the phones if you want to
marry Grace.
To put the pressure on Diana.
Because that was the thing. I mean, of course, Diana has 12 months, but if she doesn't get there, Grace...
So I can kind of go back and be like, babe, you better hurry up, like, XYZ want to marry me.
Peter from Sorrell's called, and I'll probably marry him.
And the sad music is playing, Nath, because...
Nobody's called, Jim. Nobody has called to marry Grace.
Which is odd.
Very surprising.
Well, if I go off Instagram, you're a bunch of creeps, Hobart. And you're always commenting on Grace.
But when push comes to shove.
You message us things about her. Some of the stuff I can't repeat on the show. But then when I go, hey, do you actually want to have a crack? The door's open. You're all
nobody.
Scared.
So really, it's all bark, no bite.
Correct.
From a lot of people out
there.
And
that's really disappointing. I'm going to be real.
It is. 13, 10, 60. I mean...
I mean, I don't want to, outs anyone on radio, but Grace and I had a conversation on Sunday. Someone came up to me and said something about producer Grace.
Where's
that person?
I know the people of Hobart want Grace, but when I go, hey, Hobart, call.
Yeah, you get cold feet, don't
you? You're scared.
Grace is there. She's in a stunning dress.
And by the way,
at the altar.
Beautiful watch.
Theoretical. Theoretical. And you haven't shown up.
And the thing is, when you call the Jimmy and Nath show, you get straight to... All right, someone's called.
Someone's called. Go, Grace. This could be...
When you call, you get straight to producer Grace.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't even get us. So
yeah,
Grace is taking a phone call right now.
Right. I'll get rid of the sad music because this could be a potential suitor. A potential suitor for producer Grace. She's outside. She's giggling.
All right.
I can hear her giggling. All right. She's back in. All right.
Grace, would you like to introduce this person? You've just chatted them on the phone.
Hello, Frank from Brighton.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good. Let's get it started. I'll bloody marry you, all right? Let's get over and done with.
We love it!
Frank, thank you.
We found love! Oh, this is great. Now, Frank, admit, this isn't just a sympathy call, is it? You were always trying to call for this, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Grace,
eh?
Yeah. Why not producer Grace? I married producer Grace. I'm a legend.
You are a legend, mate.
What's your favourite thing about your future wife, Frank?
She's female.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Hobart, this is where we take your questions via Instagram. Producer Grace picks out three and Nathan and I do our best to answer.
All right, first one comes from at Blair Gannon 84. If you had to make out with any male celebrity, who would it be?
I mean, Harry Styles, we've discussed a lot on the show. It'd be hard to go past him, wouldn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, Harry. Just visualising
it. Envisaging.
Oh,
God, he would.
Tasty.
He would love that, wouldn't he?
He would.
He would love that, look at that. Oh, Jesus, people of Hobart, look at that. Check
look at
that
my
out.
Tongue. I mean, you can't see it on the radio right now, but this will go on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath.
Big time. You going to put that on the Instagram, are you?
Mm. Mm-hmm. You don't think I should?
We either just gained or lost a lot of followers.
Show me your tongue.
I'm not showing you my tongue.
You show me your tongue.
Nope.
I'm talking to Nate.
I've got like an average.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Harry Styles,
yeah,
obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet, also for me.
Yeah. We have the same taste in men. That's nice.
Look at us. I love that for us.
Yeah. Question number two. This one comes from at Kingy4400.
Kingy.
Let Nate try your glasses to cover up those eyebrows. So I'm guessing he's
asking. I don't
think
that's how glasses work, unless they're the glasses with the big fans on the top.
You can still see my eyebrows, but you can try.
I mean, I can try them on. I do like putting your glasses on. It's a fun little gimmick.
Now
isn't
I can't
it?
See anything.
Mm. Oh, no. Just throw them, mate. Just throw them. We'll see what happens. Whoop. There we go.
Ooh.
Got them. They're not going to cover the eyebrows.
No, because your eyebrows are like high.
Well, glasses just don't cover eyebrows. Though. I've been. Oh, jeez, that hurts. There we go.
I can't see anything. What does Nath look like with glasses, Grace?
It looks very intellectual.
I get that because I wear them down on my nose. I mean, I can't put them on my eyes, otherwise it goes all foggy. But I might just wear them for the rest of this.
I mean, I can't. Okay. I mean,
you don't need your eyes.
No,
really.
It's radio's audio. I can hear.
But what I'm worried about is when people see the video, they're like, oh, God, which one's Jimmy? Which one's Nath?
You know if someone mean? Just tunes in like to the Instagram story,
they go, oh, Jimmy got a haircut, didn't he?
Oh, Jimmy's one with glasses. He's been working out.
Yeah.
All right, that's well, the final one might help you decide how to tell who's who. This one comes from at @BenScott_8. I'd like to know the circumstances of your necks. I feel
the circumstances or the circumferences?
It says circumstances.
The circumstances.
How do we
them?
Get these necks?
Well, I mean, what happens is, I mean, when the...
Professor Nate. You know the Hulk? When he becomes Smart Hulk?
Yeah, but he still looks like the Hulk. It's like the later Marvel movies. Yeah. It's like when Bruce Banner is still the Hulk. Yeah,
that's who you look like.
So I'm half-half.
Sorry, what's the question?
So, yeah, I'd like to know the circumstances of your necks. I feel Nate's maybe double gyms. I'm guessing it does
actually
mean circumferences.
Okay, so we're talking circumference. So obviously, I mean, as
can you measure them, Grace?
As the professor of the show, come put your hands around them,
put your hands around Nate, then mine.
Okay, hang on.
Just be gentle with me, because...
I've got a cord.
All right, that'll work.
Don't choke him.
No, choke me.
Oh, Harry Styles be into that too.
There we go.
All right.
Come around to the professor.
Again, this will be on our Instagram at Jimmy and Dave.
They're about the same width.
No.
No.
Actually, yes.
Way. Give me that. I'm the scientist of the show.
Yeah, but you need to measure mine now.
Let me do that. Okay. Let's have my headphones off.
All right, they now Nate's walking actually... around. They're pretty
surprisingly
much...
similar.
All right. Measure my neck, big fella.
Coming around. The professor of the show. No.
Grace, they are.
They're not at all.
Can you hand her my glasses? Nath, I watched a... can I say the S word? Is it Kids in Cars?
I should say. Man, I'll beep it.
Oh, okay. I watched a shit movie on the weekend.
Ah, beep didn't work. I thought you were going to do like the start of it and then I could... but you said it over the top of it. Now people are going to know. Hang on a minute. Nate's beep doesn't work.
I wanted to watch a movie. I was with a friend. A girl was sitting there and, you know, we're laying on the couch. And I was like, we're going to put a movie on.
Sure.
And I went to Netflix and Army of the Dead was there. This is the movie.
Mm.
Now.
Top recommended.
Now, it's in the top 10 of movies. And I did see... last week that it's on its way. Netflix announced this, that it's on its way to becoming Netflix's top 10 most watched movies ever.
Really?
And it has got 72 million views in the first 4 weeks, which is crazy. So I thought, all right, I saw this
I
last week.
I've heard of this movie.
Yeah, so it's got Dave Bautista in it.
And oh, then, okay.
I don't know any of the other
people
actors.
Are loving Bautista at the moment after Marvel.
Zack Snyder's the director. He did some of the Batman, Superman, Justice League stuff.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah. So I went, all right, this is 72 million people, can't be wrong.
Mm.
Views. So some people could watch it.
Some people could watch it and go, I'm like you, oh, this sucks.
If anyone watched this more than once.
What's wrong with you?
Just stop listening.
It sounds like even the director was like, yeah, that'll do. You know, he didn't
so it's
watch it.
It's not even a short movie. It's over 2.5 hours.
It's an innings.
And it was just...
What is it? Give me the premise. What's the premise of the story?
So the premise is that there's a zombie escapes, one zombie, outside of Vegas.
Uh-huh.
He goes into Vegas. He turns everyone into zombies.
Sure.
The US government build a wall around Vegas to trap all the zombies in. And that's where they are.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista gets told, hey, mate, there's $500 million in a vault underneath Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to go into the zombie land and get the cash and get out of there. Right, and I'll give you some of it.
And you thought that was going to be a good movie.
I'll be honest, I didn't. But it was in the top 10 and 72 million views.
Yep.
And it's a zombie movie. You know me. I don't want. You don't really like scary movies.
No.
The person I was with liked scary movies. And she was like, this isn't a scary movie. And it's not. It's not actually.
Sounds scary to me.
Yeah, it's scary 2.5 hours that I'll never get back. Yeah. You'll never get this time back. And it was just, it was awful. It was awful. I don't recommend it. It just went way too long.
Yeah,
it sounds very average.
It was not very average.
Have you watched a bad movie?
Oh, so woeful one. I was on the mainland recently in Melbourne. No, I wasn't in Melbourne. Jokes.
That's scary. Nath was not in Melbourne. 100%
definitely not in Melbourne. Obviously not in Melbourne.
Yeah, obviously joking.
I was in Sydney. And on the plane back, watched Black Hat, which is an early Chris Hemsworth movie. Crap.
What's it about?
Very crap. He's like a hacker that's in jail. Again, it was on there because it's in the top 10 of Netflix movies. Netflix lying to people.
Yeah.
Lying to people because I watched it and it sucks. So he's like a hacker and he's got to stop these terrorists who are hacking in and stealing data and stuff. That's what he does. And I'm like, first of all,
how long did you go for?
Long. 2.5 hours, I think, as well. No, not that long. Probably 2 hours. Just over 2 hours. Rubbish.
Man.
I just feel like every other movie that Chris Hemsworth's in that's not Thor sucks. Remember that Extraction movie?
Have you seen Rush?
No.
Do yourself a favour.
Is that good?
Favourite Chris Hemsworth. It's a true story about two F1 drivers.
Right, okay.
He plays an English F1 driver. Daniel Brühl plays this.
I need something good because...
It's really good. It's Black, really, really good. It's my favourite one.
Black Hat. Black Hat and Extraction both suck.
Not good movies. So what I want to do, Hobart, I want to put together a little bit of a list and I want to ask 131060, can Nathan give me the beep?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen a movie recently?
Yeah, that was better.
Because I don't want to, I hate, you know, when you watch a movie, because no one had told me about this movie, so I just went and watched it.
Mm.
But Hobart, if we can put together a little list of movies that aren't great.
It's a public service thing, really.
We can help each other out, so we're not going to watch these bad movies.
Absolutely. We've just asked question 131060. Did you see a movie recently?
Yeah, I watched Army of the Dead on Netflix. It's a zombie movie. Apparently, it's got 72 million views. This is what Netflix said. So I thought 72, it's got to be good then.
Wish there was a like button on Netflix, you know what I mean? Because views doesn't mean anything.
I think there is. I think there's a thumbs up or thumbs down.
That you can see?
No, you can't see what people have done, but you can click on it.
Yeah, see, that's what you need.
Because then
it
recommends stuff
for
you.
Because the views lie to you.
Well, they don't. There's no views on there. That's the thing people say. Netflix come out and do this occasionally. They go, hey, we've got this many views, but there is no way to see it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's people are constantly like, Netflix, show us how many subscribers you have, how many things, because Netflix don't release any of their data.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, he came out against them and he was like, you can't keep just saying it and not showing any statistics, because he goes, I could just be like, 3 billion people watched my last movie.
Show me, nah.
Yeah, nah, secret, how I know. So I want to put together a list of bad movies.
Sure.
Movies that I don't recommend people watching. I'm saying don't watch Army of the Dead. Nath, you're telling people not to watch.
It's called Black Hat. It's an early Chris Hemsworth movie. I think it's like 2014. Average movie.
Average movie.
Do not watch it.
So we're going to go to the fines. We're putting together a list of movies that we're not recommending people watch.
All right, Christine from Pelvorado. Christine, what is a crap movie that you've watched recently?
Shadow in the Cloud.
Shadow in the Cloud. All right, can you tell us about Shadow in the Cloud?
It was actually on at the movie, so you think it'd be a good movie. You had Chloe Grace Moretz. She was been in some good movies, that Kick-Ass movie. Yeah.
You can say us, right.
Yeah, you think she'd be really good, and it's a war horror movie. She's supposed to be taking documents across during the war, and something evil is on board.
Okay.
No, absolute rubbish. It turns out to be some gargoyle thing. No documents. It's a baby. She's not even in the army. And it's like actors are talking to the screen. And you think, we're actually even on a plane.
So you think that the acting is crap as well, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was done in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're on some big Hollywood set, and it is just ridiculously bad. It's like, hour and a half of my life, I'm not getting back.
Right.
And then afterwards, I actually see other reviews of, 4 and 3. And
4,
yeah.
4 out of what, though?
4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Add it to the list.
Right.
Maddie from Acton Park. Maddie, what's a crap movie you've seen recently?
Coming to America. the sequel.
I thought you were talking about the OG.
It's better to hang up on you, Matt.
Yeah, because the OG, great film.
Can I be honest with you? I'll ask you this, Matt. Have you seen the original and did you like it?
I love the original, and that's why I wanted to watch the second one, and I should have turned it off halfway through.
Well, Matt, my life for that one. I've got a theory about sequels after more than 5 years. I think if you do a sequel after more than 5 years, I don't reckon there's any chance that it can be good. So I have not watched Coming to America 2 because I don't want to ruin the first one for myself.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you get through it? Did you get through the end of it?
No.
Oh, you didn't even get to the end. Oh.
I turned it off. I felt sorry for Eddie Murphy. I just couldn't do it.
You felt sorry. Wrote a letter to Eddie.
So bad, because the first ones, I love the first Coming to America. It's really that bad, is it, Maddie?
Yeah, it was terrible. I should have known. I went straight to Amazon, I think. Didn't even go to the movies.
Yeah, didn't even go to
the movies. Yeah, go straight to Amazon.
That's a good sign anyway, so yeah.
How long do you watch it for? How long did you get through?
I think it was like 30 minutes, half an hour. I think it was like after the plot just nosedived. It was a really weak script as it was, and then I think there was at one scene I thought, turning it off.
Just
add it a list.
Add it a list, mate. Too. Absolutely. All right, Georgie from Kingston. Georgie, wrap things up for us. Worst movie that you've seen recently?
Oh, it's The Craft, the sequel to the first one. I think it's called Oracle.
Okay.
Terrible.
Oracle. What's the plot? What's the premise?
Well, it doesn't have one. That's the problem. It's the first Craft movie was the three girls, and they get to four girls, and they get together and become witches. Remember the first one? It was great. Really great movie.
Yeah.
The second one, it even has David Schwimmer in it. And not David Schwimmer, David Duchovny from X-Files.
I was about to say, it
shows how much you enjoyed it. Please now welcome friend of the show from Bonnerong Wildlife Sanctuary. We love this guy. Big Greggy Irons. Greggy, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Jimmy. Nathan, do you like that, Nathan?
Yeah, I like that, mate. Very formal.
is Greg short for Gregwood?
Gregwin, I think it is.
No, Greglorious, mate. Yeah. Greglorious.
It's nice you still have time for us, Greggy. We you're on the news, you're on the mainland news, you're everywhere these
You're doing
days.
All the other media outlets, bud. Thanks for throwing a bone back to radio.
Well, last time I came to catch up with you guys, one of you wagged the show. That's how much you like me. It was just
lonely. And I also tried to bow out.
Because you know, Greg, I'm trying to give up vaping, and I knew if you were going to be there, your vape would be there, and then the next thing, it's in my mouth.
But what a show we had, eh, Greggy?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It was glorious. It just went up a notch with only one of you there. Absolutely.
Greg, mate, let's talk about the wildlife hospital. I mean, obviously, you guys are raising money at the moment. You need $200,000, and this is so you can operate 7 days a week out at Bonnerong, I believe.
Oh, look, there's basically a whole heap of projects always on the go. But, I mean, we've got two major things that we really want to tackle at the moment. So the first is currently there's no wildlife hospital in the north of the state. And obviously having one in the north of the state would be a huge advantage for the wildlife up there. The poor vets up there currently that are just, they have to receive so many animals when their rooms are full of cats and dogs and other patients. And, you know, so we really need somewhere dedicated for wildlife up there. So that's one major project. But, look, the other one down here is basically an expansion. I mean, we've got our current hospital, but it's the extension we need that'll cost about $200,000 in total. We've got one potential and very exciting donor who's been a long-time supporter of ours in IFOR, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, but they're not quite going to be able to get us over the line. So, look, we're always in need of help for more and you know, always willing to talk to anyone, willing to even give us the shirt off their back if given half the chance. So,
I'll give you my shirt and my pants, Greggy. You know how much I love you.
I've tried that, Greg, but you said no last time.
So, Greg, people listen to the show. If they do want to donate or, I don't know, like sponsorship or do something, like what is the best way to get in contact and do that?
Look, I think in Tassie what we're great at is partnerships. You know, I think sponsorships are fantastic, but partnerships are even better where, you know, we can sit down, have a cup of coffee and say, look, what can we do for each other at the end of the day? You know, I think so. Look, anyone who might be keen to get involved in the hospital, of course, there's opportunities to donate via the website always. And, you know, if someone's more interested in doing something a bit more special, you know, I would always welcome a cup of coffee. But, you know, the other thing people can do if they want to help us out is just just basically try and prevent hurting some animals coming through the door, because, you know, that in turn certainly helps helps our bottom line. But, you know, there's just so many animals being hurt at the moment, and, you know, anything we can do to prevent them being hurt is just so valuable for the wildlife and, of course, for those that have to rescue them.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Greg, let's talk about the hospital extension. What kind of things would you be adding to extend the hospital so it can operate 7 days a week?
Yeah, look, we need a second surgery for a start. So we've got one surgery in there. But the hard thing is with wildlife, it's very different to dogs and cats, where a dog or a cat can go into a consult room and they run around and be happy and probably try to bite a vet or two. And, you know, you can muzzle them and do what you need to. Whereas with wildlife, you basically have to anaesthetise almost everything to give it a proper look over. And, you know, that's one of the challenges with heading to other clinics is, you know, you need that peace and quiet. And just to do a full workup, you might be looking at 45 minutes on just one hour. Animal just to their diagnosis. So a second surgery that's more sort of clean, I guess, for hardcore surgeries. But also on top of that, our critical care area now is just too small. So the amount of animals that need to be in that really critical area with humidity cribs and specialised care and all that sort of jazz, we need to triple the size of that to fit in the animals coming through the door. I mean, 13,500 needed our help last year, and that's just growing, unfortunately, by the second.
Gregory, you just mentioned before about, you know, making sure the animals aren't getting hurt. It's a big one. I always see cats and dogs, like, on the loose. Like, I'm like, where's your owner? Like, how have you gotten out? Is that a big one for you, like, that cats and dogs attacking native fauna?
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it? Everyone jumps straight to roadkill. But to be honest, you know, cars only account for about 40% of what we see. But dogs and cats are a massive, very, very high number. And look, it is a constant frustration for us. And every time we talk about the importance of, you know, keeping cats particularly contained, unfortunately, you know, you get people very aggressively jumping down our throat when, at the end of the day, you know, we wouldn't want someone to come into our lounge room and kill our cat. So why are we letting them go into these animals' homes and kill them? You know, we're looking at 23 million feral cats around Australia, and you know, if we then look at the amount of strays and temporary strays and people letting their cats roam, the actual numbers are staggering. You're somewhere around 60 million native animals killed by cats every single 24 hours in Australia. I mean, that is what? Just, it's unacceptable. Yeah,
what?
I know, it's phenomenal.
Insane.
That's it. Yeah, here we are. So we sort of worry about this and that that kills an animal here and there, yet we've got a solution right in front of us, you know, that we're not trying to tackle. So, and look, unfortunately as well, of course, it's us that pick up the pieces. It's our rescuers. It's the wildlife carers that do such a phenomenal job that then have to pay for the care and rehab of the ones that survive. So, you know, it's something that we desperately need to address, and hopefully that'll see a few lives saved.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Greg, as always, we love you coming on the show. You always blow us away with statistics like this. We hope you get the money you need to help open that 7 days a week. If you do want to get involved, jump on the website, have a look at Bonnerong Wildlife Sanctuary, reach out to him.
Have a coffee with Greg. He's a good man. I mean, I know I wasn't there last time, Greg, but promise, next time we hang out, I'll be there.
Well, mate, absolutely. I'll be there, but I'll be expecting the pants condition to still come through. Absolutely.
For your Wednesday morning, bit of share. Hit 100.9 and Shimmy and Nath.
Share.
Before we wrap up, can you do your famous share impression?
No.
Come on, give it to us.
Ho!
Yeah, that's it, Hobo. We are done and dusted. It's time for the show ratings, where myself, producer Grace, and Nath take turns rating the show out of 10. Sam, why?
Yeah.
Would you, Grace, you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick things off with a 7. I'll be real with you. It was a 6 until Cher started playing. But, no, I think it was an okay show.
It was an okay show.
Yeah, it was great having Greg from Bonnerong on. I think that really lifted its game. I don't know if I was super on to this morning, but that's all right.
I thought you were in pieces, which is good. I mean, your Cher impression has been better. But, oh, that was good, Jim. That's a good shirt.
Mate, what do you got?
I've gone 8. 8 out of 10. It was a 7, but I've upgraded.
Because of
share. I've gone 8 out of 10. A big one for me is, of course, we found a suitor for producer Grace if her partner Dinah doesn't propose to her. Big Frankie called through.
Frankie from Brighton.
Yeah, Frankie from Brighton called through. And we know that in the next 12 months, if Dinah doesn't propose to Grace, you'll marry Frank, which is lovely.
Look, I didn't agree to that. Thank you very much for Frank calling and making me feel a bit better about myself, but I do think I will be fine with my current partner.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine. It's your opinion.
We'll find out, won't we?
I had 7 out of 10, but I crossed it out and wrote 9 out of 10. Because when I was thinking about it, it wasn't the best show, but then I was like, it's Hobart show, right?
Mm.
And Hobart at the moment, Dark Mofo's kicking off today.
Yeah.
So that boosted to a 9. We've got the AFL. We're doing a blitz on Friday. Amy Shark's on this weekend. There's a new Labor leader here in Hobart. And then the fog, Jerry. It feels like a beautiful winter wonderland outside today. I know we go, oh, the fog, or is it Jerry, or whatever, but it's a beautiful place to live. I'm so happy I'm here. So that's why I'm giving it a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
And shirt.
Yeah, oh, and shirt too. Share bringing it right up, really.
Share.
Is it share?
Yes.
Share.
I'm going to share the goodness of share with you.
Oh, like I'll sit on a share.
No, that's like, chair.
Can you share the chippies?
Yes. Share the chippies.
Okay. So share the chippies.
Sorry, what? My dad just texted me. Oh. He said, no, it's ho.
Oh,
just some live feedback on my share impression.
He's doing share impression as well.
Yeah.
Runs with the family.
Comedy.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.